good candidate at work.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Okay, I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. And on with us again today is our candidate for the presidential position of We the People, and it is Andy Williams Jr. coming back live to talk about his plans, his goal, or the goals of We the People. So, Andy, I'm going to ask you to, again, introduce yourself, which most people already aware of you. But real quickly, Hood Candidate at ProTon.
Yeah, M-A-I-L.
M-A-I-L, ProtonMail.com. Okay. Now, if you can, and I want to thank you again for coming on, Andy. You're really interesting in the plan, the goal that you have, and it's unique what you're doing, and it's something that I'm hoping will bring a lot of people into this arena to try to put their votes in the right places. I've been watching the news with these two presidents, and it doesn't look like too good for this country, so we need to do something real quick. So again, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself, but before doing that, I'm going to bring on a caller. Okay, 605, do you want to state your name, please?
Yeah, this is Chinupa.
Okay.
Chinupa, I'm calling from South Dakota.
Okay, we have Andy Williams Jr. on with us. He's going to introduce himself, and if you'd like, after he finishes, you can introduce yourself, and then we're going to get started into the show, and thank you both. Okay, Andy?
Yes.
Okay, please introduce yourself to the audience.
This is Andy Williams, 2024 presidential applicant for the position of president, and we 100% believe it should go back to the Aboriginal way of living, give us the land back, reclaim the land that was owed to those that were here prior to those that came over here and set up shop, as I like to say it. I'm the candidate on behalf of the people because I'm one of the people. I'm not the one that's running to save the nation or the country, but to bring representation of what we need to do as heal as people. And everybody should be made whole for the wrongs that have happened in the past, but also so those wrongs don't happen again in the future. And there needs to be somebody that can represent that and is doing that not necessarily just to gain the vote, but to do it because it's the right thing to do. And that's why I am the people's candidate. I like to say I'm the right candidate because I care about doing what's right. You can find more information about me, www.awj2024.com. And for those that are listening, please make a donation today because we have secured somebody to build up our website, and we only need to raise an initial $400. That's all we left. I'm not trying to raise a lot of money because I don't think it takes that. I know other people think it does, but I believe it takes the message and the branding to have the right information for the people. And I'll close with this one thing about our campaign. We're not waiting until November 5th, 2024 to do what needs to be done today. We're not doing that. We want our campaign is about the right now moment. So, again, this is Andy Williams, Jr. Some people know me as the Hood Candidate, coming at you live from Illinois.
Thank you so much, Andy. Truly appreciate you, as always. And I'd like to have you start in a few minutes. But, again, we'll have Chinupa Gluhamani from South Dakota introduce himself before we get started.
Okay, Mitaki AP, I can't let you know about how money mecha. Hot hanky let you chupi. Lay on petu ki chanted in the Ocola kitchi head na hanky or blue spinaha. Oapi tanki ya he. Mambli hota oapha. Champetu ki let chanted or she let you say, you chi chapin ha. Mila haska ha oapha ki ogna hechins in Ozzy. Good afternoon to all the listening audience out there in Turtle Island. I want to introduce myself. My name is Chinupa Gluhamani. Walks as he protects the pipe in English. That's a good term that you can give it, but it doesn't mean that, but that's the only thing it, you can describe it to in the Anglo, you know, the Anglo-Saxon version of England. I'm the leader of the Strongheart Dog Soldiers, and then I'm also a spokesperson for the Gray Eagle Society here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And so being initiated into the Dog Soldiers and the Elders Council, I'm also a delegate for the Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council at the discretion of Chief Oliver Red Cloud, the great-great-great-grandson of Chief Red Cloud himself. So I was appointed to the Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council, I and my young brother, Sam Long Black Cat. And we're the only two, man, young ones inside the Treaty Council still doing our work to serve our people. And I'll will it back to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Chinupa. I really appreciate you coming on as well. So, Andy, I would like to have you give the audience, give us all an update on what's going on right now with your run for the presidential campaign.
Okay. right now we are focusing primarily on voting rights for those people that have been labeled as prisoners. Prisoners matter, and that is a market that most people overlook. And for the last, you know, let's say the last 2-3 elections, you know, just where I've been more paying attention to, they always say, well, if I get elected, I'm going to repeal and reverse the crime bill or something like that. And it still has not happened. And the reason why it has not happened, because the people that are in prison are generating billions of dollars for this United States corporate enterprise and its shareholders. So anybody that opens up a corporation and that has anything to do with the prison system, whether it be the food vendors, whether it be the court system, whether it be the attorneys, the parole system, the policy enforcers, aka police officers, they're all making a living off of this legalized slavery with the prisoners. And I am focused on the prisoners' voting rights for those that are currently and formerly incarcerated. And we're going to prevail on this because a couple weeks ago, after Donald Trump had sued, brought a claim to the Supreme Court because Colorado, Maine, and Illinois had kicked him off the ballot, the court said the states don't have jurisdiction over the federal election. And what the 15th Amendment, the First Amendment, and Section 2 of the 13th Amendment, that is depriving those that have been in voluntary servitude or formerly incarcerated. It is infringing upon their right to vote. And the right to vote is a freedom of speech. And so that's infringing upon your First Amendment right, which is freedom of speech. And then the 13th Amendment, which is Section 2, it's a form of slavery. So anytime you take a class of people, whether it be the Aboriginal, Indigenous, or any class of people that you say cannot vote, that's a form of slavery. It's a form of bondage, and it violates Section 2 of the 13th Amendment. So we are the people, on behalf of ourselves and some members across the state, we'll be bringing a suit together. I'm looking for an attorney right now, and if y'all know me, I'm the one that normally doesn't use attorneys. But because I'm doing it on behalf of other people, I don't want to get distracted of what the merits are. I can file on behalf of anybody I want to based on Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution that says you have the right to contract. So if I enter into a contract, or as I like to say, a covenant agreement, to say I'm going to represent, you know, your interest in this claim that I'm filing against the United States, I have the standing to do that. I 100% have the standing to do that. But since now our campaign is, you know, turned into, I got a huge endorsement from this guy that co-founded Death Poetry Jam with Russell Simmons. The name is Bruce George. He's got a website, Genius is Common. It's just a breath of fresh air for me to talk to this brother. So I'm going to put a shout out today, Genius is Common. That's his website. You can Google it, Genius is Common, Bruce George. But that that endorsement was more about me saying, you know what, I really am doing something that's unique. You know, to be on the call with you every Tuesday, Miss Leona, that's something that's very unique. To have Brother Chalupa from South Dakota to be on the call, that's something that's very unique. And now what we're doing after the voting rights is now we're sharing about how to get reparations now for the wrongful things that this government is doing. You know, most of these elected officials or officers have all violated their oaths one or two ways. One way they violated their oath is because their oath is to uphold the Constitution, which is limited to the government and protects the rights of the people. They have not done that, so they violated their oath, which is treason, which you war against the Constitution. This is based on their rules. This ain't got nothing to do with me. This is what their rules say, their policies. And then the second is a lot of these elected officers do not have an oath of office that's signed with the Secretary of State of their respective states. So if they don't have that, if we FOIA this information, they're impersonating a public officer. And when they're impersonating a public officer, we can file a claim against them and put a lien on their property and go after that. This is the power that we the people have, and we don't need a vote to get that. Yes, I would love to move into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue because it would be the best cabinet this world has ever seen, because the tribes will be sitting at that table the way it was intended to be from inception. And I mean that, like, and I mean that wholeheartedly, but I'm not just sitting here with the tribes. I will bring representation from any of these other political franchises so they can learn about their history and how they have come into land that was not their own, conquered them, and then took over. Most of us people are prisoners of war. And if you don't know that history behind that, then you think you're the one that's correct. You're the one that's right. And I'm saying, no. That's not how it goes. But I'm not here to hate you. That's not my position. I don't want to represent that, which goes back to the beginning where I said, I just want to represent accountability. And for most of those that are truly Aboriginal and indigenous to the land, they just want their land back and to be left alone. That's it. We don't need permission from no conquerors to tell us how to live. That's invading our privacy, infringing upon our unalienable rights, foregoing the laws of nature, and turning it into the laws of man. And that is what has got so many of us people oppressed. As you said before, Ms. Leona, this is a movement. And that movement is freedom, which is our birthright. And there's a lot of undoing that we need to do, and we need to do it without duress, without infringement upon our rights, our unalienable rights. And that's what we represent. That's what my campaign stands for. AWJ 2024, a new government. And this new government is for the people, by the people, because we are the people, and I'm one of the people. I'm not the one that says, if you elect me, I'm going to change and do all this stuff. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we have the ability and the power to do that now if we come together, put down our differences, and say this is what we need right now. And right now, we need that government off our neck. And who is the government anyway? It's some people that are disguised as government that think that they got some power, which is contrary. It's very much to the opposite of that. Those that become officers, they become public servants. That's what they do. That's why they swear that oath. And the majority of them have broken that oath. And I blindly say this. I don't think the majority of them even know what they're doing. And that's not a jab at them. I'm not saying they're stupid people. I'm saying you done got involved in something that you don't know nothing about. And I'm gonna you know, close with this part. I come from the streets. I call them tribes today. But back then, I was labeled a gang member. And one day I woke up and I'm like, what is this that I'm doing? You know, why am I doing these things? I wanted to know. And at the time I wanted to know was around 1996. And then the chief, you know, of our tribe, which is Larry Hoover, at that point there was a blueprint that came out. It was a new concept called From Gangster Disciple to Growth and Development. I knew the old concept in words and deeds, but I had no understanding of what I was involved in. But when the new concept came out, I applied that to my life. And that is, I am a product of that new concept that said, you're destroying your neighborhood. Put them guns down. Pick up that ballot. You know, learn about dedication, determination, and discipline. You know, the strongest force, one of the strongest forces on earth is love. You know, these are the things that I was learning from reading this blueprint. Because I had to understand what the source of this was. What was the written concept? I use that analogy to say, so many of these individuals that are being elected to these positions don't know what they're representing. They haven't studied it. There's been no course for it. You just can vote somebody in because they're popular or they're part of a certain party, and we're saying enough with that. No, we're not going that way. And that's what we bring to this 2024 campaign that I believe has not been brought, at least as long as I've been reading and researching. I've never seen this type of, you know, movement that's truly about setting people free with the power that we have.
Thank you so much. Chinupa, do you have any feedback, anything you want to say to that? Chinupa? Okay. If he's trying to say something, we can't really hear it. He might have to go out and come back in again.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Let me explain it this way in this context. People all want change into the island of Turtle. The island of Turtles, they all want change. And philosophically speaking to this drastic change, it has to be done according to people that are still in the struggle of freedom and independence. You see, white America has always did this, and you know it and I know it. You have two parties. You have the Democrats and you have the Republicans. But this country was founded on independence. So when the corporation of the Democrats and the Republican parties took control of the White House, that's where they left everything abroad, like slave labor. We, the people of color, made this country far and wide into a modern perspective. Modern perspective. But nonetheless, everyone out there is not focusing on the freedom of independence. That's what's happening today. No matter how you interpret the language, no matter how much education you think is needed to change something, it'll never happen. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. One thing I do know, according to our ancient history, our philosophy speaks for itself. Now, I've said this on countless radio shows. In order for this country, known as Turtle Island, that has this crass term America, in order for America to ever, ever have a good meaning to it, a good name to it, first and foremost, they got to give my black people their language back. Second, my black people need to bear their own names. And that's how you make a long story short. But until white America does the undoable, he lacks spirituality, he lacks everything. And every time people of color try to vote for them, we're always lied to. Always lied to. But you don't see anybody out there in the name of the political realm running on independence. That's the ticket. If you want to change something, think freely and independently. And that's what I wanted to contribute to our brother that's running. Okay, Wopilon, I will it back to you.
Okay. Andy, do you have something you want to respond to in that respect?
Other than I'm in agreement with the part of thinking independently, and that's why the campaign we have is for an independent candidate. And the independent candidate does not mean I'm on an island by myself, unless it's Turtle Island, going back to the original way. But it's an independent that's saying I'm listening to the people, of what the people want. And I really believe in that analogy because I am not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I'm not affiliated with none of the political parties other than I know people in the parties. And I know people, Mick Grady, a lady, Suzanne Monk, both Republicans, enjoy them very well. In fact, I consider them friends, family, for that matter. You know, I really do because of the stuff that I've learned with them and the things that we're doing right now. I know a Democrat out of Illinois, LaShawn Ford, spoke to him today. He connected me with an attorney, and there's going to be some legislation that's going to be passed dealing with people's rights to not be evicted from their homes, which I have experience in that, you know, that it happened to me. And I say that because in order to bring this to the forefront where it needs to be, people have to respect other people's experiences. Now, I may not feel the same way Chalupa feels about certain people, but I respect him still as my brother because he's had an experience that I didn't have. He has. Like, that's a different culture, a different way of living that I grew up. My stepmom was German. We would consider her to be white, but I say German because she's German and I went to Germany. So it's a different, you know, analogy from the experience that I had. But that doesn't mean Chalupa is wrong, and that doesn't mean that I'm right, or doesn't mean I'm right and he's wrong. It means we've had a different experience. And when we come to this table of reasoning, the table of brotherhood, and you can yell and do whatever you want to do as long as you don't hurt somebody physically, because we cannot change what has happened in the past. But what we can do is make amends for it for those that were responsible at their hands. And as much as we could say the government was responsible for it, I'm more inclined to say, no, there was people that were responsible for it. And those people and their estates and their descendants, maybe they say, you know what happened in the past with my ancestors was wrong, and we want to make that right. So then that means that there's an opportunity for them to make that right. So I agree with this and with the things that Brother Chalupa has said. And being married, there's times where our communication is not explained correctly. So there's a presumption that it's something that it's not. And if we slow down just enough to hear what's really going on, now it's like, you know what? We're really not upset with each other. We're upset with a situation, and we didn't communicate well enough on how to approach that. And I feel that's the same way where it comes into this country. Because I went to the Library of Congress, not went there physically, but I have something that was written in the Library of Congress that said it wasn't until the 1800s when the Germans, the English, and the Ireland, which were foreigners, came over here. So if this is what the Library of Congress is saying in the 1800s, I'm not even saying it's accurate. What I am saying, though, is if it is accurate, then what was going on that predated the 1800s? Who was responsible for that? Would it have been the British? Because it was the original 13 colonies? So now we're saying, you know what, the real root of what was going on happened before 1800, and that was the British. So now where's that responsibility? Because that, again, I can never say what history really is, because
I didn't record it. I wasn't there. And there's always two sides to every story. Somebody's
always
recording history. Yeah, sometimes three. So I am more inclined to say I was not there, and all I want to do is say, how can we heal as people? How can we move forward as people? And I will quote what Dr. King had, what was written that Dr. King said, if we always do an eye for an eye, we'll all be blind. And I agree with that. If I'm always trying to say, you did this to me, so I'm going to do this to you, then we'll never see. At some point, we got to find that common ground. Where's that commonality? We were wrong. People were wrong. They felt they was wrong. Descendants raise up and want to go hold somebody else accountable. I mean, this has got a lot to do with the gang wars or the street wars that was going on. Until now, you got a generation of elders that's like, man, it never started out that way. It didn't. And we go off the path, we go astray, and then we know nobody never really comes down to say, what the hell are we fighting for? Like they say, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. To me, it's not. I don't want to go to war. It's been a war that I've been in my own life. My whole life I've been in war with something. From the time I was 2 years old, feeling like I'm in a war. I'm tired of fighting. I just want to live. I want to live. And I think the best way to live is to go to those that were here that have been passed down a generation that still live off the land. Let's go there. Go to the experts. We wouldn't even know what restorative justice is from a colonial standpoint because that's not what y'all believe in. So you have to go to the root of where it was with the land, and then let's talk to the Mother Earth. Let's see what she says. And I believe Mother Earth is saying the blood of the ancestors is crying out. Now what are we going to do? And I'm saying we're going to make a change.
You know, I want to say President Biden spent the last 4 years spending so much time overseas, and now he's running into problems because while he was running all these other countries, I believe Donald Trump was building his mansion or whatever of supporters, and this was a big mistake. One of the things I find in our own situations is that we sometimes are so invested and focused on the past that we're letting everything get ahead of us, and this is why we remain in the past. We need to put a halt on the past, not to forget it, but not to focus so much on the past and look at the future, because right now this country, we as a people in this country, are in grave danger because we know what's going to happen, and as we can see, Donald Trump is way ahead of Biden. So if Donald Trump gets in and wants to make America KKK a great again, you know, we need to start focusing on, as you say, we the people, but we need to stop focusing on the past and start looking at a way to come together for this upcoming future that is going to be coming up on us very soon. And I listen to these news reporters. I listen to CNN and MSNBC, and they're like robots. They keep repeating the same old, same old, same old thing. And I'm sure a lot of people are sick and tired of turning the news on just to hear about the same things. And they keep saying, oh, Donald Trump's not going to get it. Or maybe they don't think so. But what they're not focusing on right now is we're at danger with countries around the world. We're at danger with domestic terrorism right here in this country.
Yes, yes.
So we're so focused on the past that we're forgetting to look at what's ahead of us. And we really, really need to start coming together as a people, as you say, and we really need to start figuring out how we're going to get through this. And these people on the media, they don't have a clue. They're like kids that are just graduating from high school or their first year in college and trying to be in the media, trying to talk, and they don't have anything to talk about with the same old, same old. They're not talking about let's prepare. So they themselves are going to find out that all these months that they've been talking about the same old BS, that they're going to be left behind as well. We have to stop focusing on the past. And all this retribution and all this other stuff, fine, there may be a time when we can start looking at that. But right now, we have to look at our lives coming up and what's going to come up if everybody continues to focus on other countries and continues to focus on minor things. Donald Trump may be crazy, but I'll tell you one thing, he's gaining support. And the more craziness he has, and the more everybody's focused on the past, this man is climbing that ladder, and he's climbing real quick. People in this country are falling for it. People in this country are falling for what he's about. It's almost like the people in this country, they have no mind of their own. Their whole mind is wrapped up in this name. It's not even the person, it's the name. They hear the name Donald Trump. So they're so wound up in it. But we shouldn't be over in other countries getting into their business. He should have been taken care of. Our president should have been taking care of business from day one in this country. Now he's got all these countries upset with us. And look at another one out there is Netanyahu in Israel. That man is defiant. They talk about Trump. That man is defiant. And here we were sending weapons over to him and sending all this money over to him. What? Now he laughs in the face of the very ally he was supposed to respect, was Joe Biden. Biden, who stuck by his side all these years, all these months. And now Netanyahu's going over him. Weakness. And I'll let you finish what you were saying. And you know, but you two can talk. I don't even want to get started on this stuff because it just upsets me more. So I'm going to put myself on mute and you guys go for it.
Well, let me start someplace that's very, very difficult for most people to understand. The reason why I say it's very hard for most people to understand. We as the freedom-loving Lakota people, okay, many years ago, we had a certain predecessor. These are just the English words I'm using to describe what we know about them. And what they know about us is nothing. Nothing. They don't know nothing about us. We red people. And there's evidence to that. So formally, we the Lakota people, we've always stood on the principles the treaties were initiated for. Okay, the treaties were initiated for the land base. When in fact, I disagree with all of them. The Treaty of 1851 was created by Pedigree, and they deemed it to be the protection clause for Full Bloods, the 1851 Fort Laramie Treaty, okay? Secondly, the 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty was created for half-breeds. Why? Because they couldn't get adherence from our people because we couldn't speak English. That's why I always say this as a template. In order for this country to ever be good in that name of white America, then and only then, you must take the responsibilities of giving the language and the names back to my African people. That's heinous, but true. You can have all the written facts according to a piece of paper, but none of it, I kid you not, none of it will ever meet the agreements of people of color. Take, for instance, meaning the white race in America, did they make a promise to my black people and promise them to give them 40 acres in the mill? 40 acres in the mill. Think about that. Then these treaty agreements that were supposed to protect our land base, our water rights, our human rights, did they fulfill it? No. You see, this is how people in the mainstream when they deem America. That's why it's hard for me to accept that. I'm not a Native American. I'm not an American Indian. I'm none of it. I'm not an American. I was born in Turtle Island. That's the name of my continent, my country, my state, if you want to call it. The buffalo were here before me. I got here after they emerged from the earth, and we followed. Those are our traditional origin stories that still exist today in the year 2024 on March 19th. Okay? So I need to clarify that real quick. March 19, 2024, my roots are still here. Now, here's the biggest piece that people don't understand. They will after they hear me say this. It's been almost 155 years that these treaties were implemented to my people. And we'll focus on the Treaty of 1868 because in their written language, as long as the rivers flow and the grass grows, this land will always be yours, quote unquote. As long as the rivers flow and the grass grows, this land will always be yours, okay? That's written in policy, culturally, physically, mentally, and spiritually, okay? These policies are inappropriate, and they changed them, which they created a termination policy. They created a termination policy back in 1871. My God, Caucasian people. That's the problem with people of one color. I'm not a white man. No. I was born and bred between my parents, which were Lakota, Mexica, and Cheyenne. So my blood is that. Do I call myself a mixed blood? Yes, I do. But it's all indigenous. Okay? Knowing your roots is the key to your throne. Your key to freedom. This is what people don't understand. So back in 2007, the late Tehiakte, his Anglo-Saxon name was Gary Rowland. Then, the older brother of us all, Oyate Wachiampi, Oyate Wachiampi, a.k.a. Russell Means. And then our only sister that stood with us three, Mini Yuha Najiwi. Mini Yuha Najiwi, a.k.a. Phyllis Young. And then Shanupa Gluha Money. Shanupa Gluha Money. The headsman of the Dog Soldier Society called Strongheart. His Anglo-Saxon name, Dennis Dwayne Martin Sr. Dennis Dwayne Martin Sr. That's my Anglo-Saxon name. That name was given to me a year after I was born. I was born with Shanupa Gluha Money. Then my grandpa imposed Dennis Dwayne, two friends he was in the first World War with, the World War One warrior war with over in Germany and France. My grandfather had two friends. One was named was Dennis. He lived up there in Browning, Montana with the Black people. And this Cree brother, Dwayne, from Saskatchewan, Canada. So he named me these Anglo-Saxon name under two friends he had in the First World War. So when America initiated these governmental policies by dialogue, we didn't understand English. We still can't understand English. It's a heinous language. It's a bipolar language. And most people don't get this. Even the members of Congress, they're angry. They get mad. They throw papers. They scream and yell.
I want to interrupt just for a minute, Shanupa, because you have your show on Friday and Saturday. If you can bring it to that that those 2 days? Because right now, Andy Williams Jr. is on talking about what he's trying to do. And so we're going to give him that time because that's the reason why he came on. So Chinupa Buhamani will be having his show on Friday and Saturday of this week. For everybody that wants to listen into Chinupa's show, it'll be on Friday and Saturday, the 22nd and the 23rd. And it will be at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which I believe, Chinupa, is 3 o'clock your time?
Yeah, 3 o'clock Mountain Time.
Okay, join Chinupa Buhamani on Friday and Saturday of this week on at 3 o'clock Mountain Time. And it will be 5 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna jump off here right here, and I'm going to just end my piece like this. If I took up your time, Andy, I'll let you continue on because this is your show. This is your show, and I apologize for that because whatever you're going to do with it, continue on, okay? And I will say this, though, in closing so he can get back to what he's doing. May the great mystery bless you in your endeavors and give you the strength to carry on. And don't, I repeat, don't become like the predecessor. So I will it back to you all.
Well okay, I appreciate that, Brother
Shaluba. Andy, before you say anything, Andy, I just want to say one thing to the audience and also to Chinupa and everybody. Andy Williams Jr. is trying to build a movement. He is trying to bring everyone together. And again, we want to let everybody know that we do have allies with the Caucasian race, not with all of them, because we do have a lot of racism in this country, as Chinupa Buhamani had mentioned. But we also want to acknowledge those who have grown into the multicultural backgrounds in the United States. So everybody that is listening, I just want you to know so that you don't think that everybody is when we speak of the Caucasian race, the white man, we're not talking about everyone, because we know there's a lot of you who have actually married into the black, red, brown, and beige race. But we want to make that clear. We do have racism in this country, and it needs to be addressed. And again, the Native Indians have a lot to be upset with because they were slaughtered. The black man has a lot to be upset with because they were brought over on ships as slaves. And so this is in the past. We want to look forward to now, what we're going to do about all these things that happened in the past, how we can do it to make it right in the future. And so, Andy, I'm going to let you take it back over, and I'm going to put myself on mute.
So I want to tell you I appreciate you, Brother Chalupa, and as the young man I am today, I will always yield to my elders. So there is nothing. And when you say do not come like your predecessors, I can assure you I will not. And the reason why there's a factual basis behind me not coming to the position of the predecessors, because our movement is not conditioned upon an election. That's the difference. And, you know, one day, Chalupa, I'll get your email address, and I will send to you a copy of the lawsuit that I filed against the United States and 31 states on their ongoing role of slavery in the prisons, where I specifically labeled out the Aboriginal, the Indigenous, and their descendants, is what I put in that suit. I never discussed black or white. I said exactly what I'm sharing with you. And so by doing that, I've already solidified my position on where I stand about those that were already on the land prior to the colonization of those that came after. As El-Hajj Malik Shabazz has said, you didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us because some of the ancestors were already here and occupying the land. I am not afraid to go up against this system. In 2020, I filed a suit against Donald Trump and Pritzker of the state of Illinois. And what I said to Donald Trump specifically is if you're in this position of president and you're pointing the fingers about the Democratic governor of Illinois, then you're not fit for that position and you breached your fiduciary duty to the people. Because if you were the president or if you were the one that was labeled to be the chief legislator, then use the Department of Justice to come in here and bring a claim against Pritzker. But he didn't do that. And I brought that suit against him. That is the proof that I'm saying Andy is not changing. He has no desire to. None. We're going to do this regardless of the election. You guys still there?
Yes, I was on mute. I'm sorry.
No, it got too quiet for me. I got scared. I'm looking forward to being in a position like we had spoke a month ago, Brother Chalupa. We can get on a virtual call with the elders and I can talk to them and share. And not so much talk either, to listen and to get the direction on where to go and how to bring the tribes from across the states together to bring forth a resolution today. Because I feel if anybody is saying, when you elect me, this is what I'm going to do, you're not fit for that position. Imagine somebody, you going to the doctor and says, well, if you let me operate on you, then I'm going to figure out what's wrong. You better come in with a plan already. And everybody's saying, well, when I get elected, this is what I'm going to do. No, you're not, because you have not been doing it. So you're going to get into a system and expect the system, the way it's established right now, to work? Bro, that's crazy. No, that's crazy. And that's my position, still being respectful of those that went before me. I heard Donald Trump say, if you elect me, I'm going to make sure we get rid of payroll taxes. Well, payroll taxes are already unconstitutional. So why would you say elect you to do that? Because they want a position of power. They're not concerned about the people. They're saying, if you elect me, I'm going to save the world. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying we the people are the world. That's who we are. There ain't no saving for us. We have to do the work ourselves. And each and every one of us has the power within us to do that. That's the position that I hold to you, Brother Chalupa. I look forward to talking to them. And as soon as, to the listeners that are on here today, go to awj2024.com. Make a donation. Please, help me just get a little momentum going with that, you know, if you would. Say, hey, make a donation, make a donation. I will come straight to South Dakota. I got some jobs coming up next week that's going to generate a few dollars. I will book the trip and come talk to the tribe. Come spend a couple of days out there. Because I'm going for what matters most. I'm not trying to be the most popular candidate. I am the most committed candidate. I don't need to be popular. This ain't a popularity contest for me. This, we're talking about our rights as people. And I don't believe no applicant, candidate, or anybody else running can be speak this truth, because they don't have the same mission and vision that I have. I believe I was born for this. I was created to do exactly what I'm doing right now. Exactly what I'm doing right now. And I'm going to do it November 3rd. I'm going to do it November 4th. I'm going to do it November 5th. I'm going to do it November 6th. It don't matter. I'm going to do it every day. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So if you'd like to, again, give the audience your contact information, whatever you want to say, and we'll be closing up in a few minutes. So whatever you would like to have them know, please feel free to finish what you were starting out in the beginning to do.
Well, I can be reached at www.awj2024.com. That is my email address, or you can go to andywilliamsjr.com and it'll pull up the same way. I just share that because it's easier to remember. awj2024.com. My email address is Andy, A-N-D-Y, at awj2024.com. That is my specific campaign email address. And you can reach out to me, and I will 100% respond. Somebody from our organization will, but more than likely it's me right now. And I'm saying, if we got situations that we need to deal with right now, let us deal with that right now. That's what I want to do. I have no desire to wait to no election. I will not. I will not. And I think it is ridiculous, as Mike Tyson would say, that's ludicrous, that you would dangle somebody's freedom and life and what is owed to them on an election. On an election. I think that's crazy. And we've been doing it for too long.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, audience, again, Andy Williams Jr., and he will be back on with us next week, same time. He will be back on with us next Tuesday at the same time at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Andy, I want to thank you for coming on, as always, and I look forward to next week. Tomorrow, we have on coming on with us, I'm thrown off because I it's like I was in two different shows today, but I want everybody to know that tomorrow our guest will be Anthony Payton, award-winning multimedia entrepreneur and reentry advocate. Anthony Payton, a former incarcerated individual as well, is going to be on with us tomorrow. So please join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And that is tomorrow, Wednesday, at 4 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Anthony Payton, thank you all for listening in. And thank you, Andy, for coming on as always. And we look forward to hearing from you next week. Next week, same time, 5:30 p.m. Thank you so much for coming on. And we are
now going to
this episode. So if you have any last-minute words you'd like to say, please feel free to do so.
I'll just say, listen, y'all, look me up on awj2024.com. That's it. Look me up, and listen, go to the website. If you have the ability to make a donation, any amount would be helpful today. Like I said, the most amount I really need at this moment that we're raising is an additional $400 just to re-update our website so we can just step up a little bit, you know. I'd appreciate it, you know. This is where we're at, and we're going to run this campaign with probably less money than everybody else and do a lot more than everybody else.
Thank you so much, Andy.
And
if at all possible, too, I wish you would start a GoFundMe page so we can get that circulated to help with your campaign. I think that would be an awesome idea. And, again, there's philanthropists out there that would be glad to work with you on this. So,
okay.
Once again, audience, we are going to end this episode. We will get an update from Andy next week when he comes on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, Andy, I'm asking that you please start a GoFundMe page and also check out some of these philanthropists, political science philanthropists that I'm sure would be willing to help in a minute. So, audience, we are now going to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening in.
Thank you. Yes? Yes? Hello? Hello? It was incorrect. Don, what's happening, man?
I'm all right. I heard your name this morning, man. It was ringing.
What about Lista?
Big time, bro. I got a huge endorsement. Huge endorsement.
It takes a lot of strength, man. It takes a lot of strength to be bad, you know what I'm saying? Try to represent the people, bro. Ain't easy. You heard what Donald Trump said. He said if he don't win, it's going to be a bloodbath.
You heard what God said.
Staircase, but it goes so high, man.
I got the letter.
Okay, I might want you to come check that out for me, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. You know, like little day stuff one day, I'm cool with that
kind
of stuff.
Yeah, it's not going to be so clean up. But the thing is, as much as this paint, man, I don't got no... It's a white paint, man.
We can make the paint match, bro. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
why don't you come check it out? We'll talk about that when you get in here.
All right, well, I'll be on Thursday at 12:30, dog.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to try to take a picture tonight and so I can show you.
Okay. Your white foot okay though? What? She, what's up?
She got to have surgery tomorrow. I'm ready to make up for, you know, that goes. You know, they have to make the surgery, put the plate or pin or something. So make sure she get there and get up out of bed.
Yeah. All right, Big Daddy. I love it, dog. Still married.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you that. Years ago, man.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I ain't going nowhere.
When a man finds a wife, he finds a good man.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to help you. You know, you stay over there. I'm on my way.
Oh, she always
let
you flex and be yourself. Be your own man. That's one thing. So she don't get in her way for that.
She don't.
She don't. Not that I know. I don't think she ever has. You know, I mean, hey, you know how women did. They want to do. They
don't
control what they
can
control,
though. She means well, so I don't take it personal no more, you know what I'm saying? I just sit down and explain to her, you know, it is how it is, and, you know, you have your love language, and my love language is providing, so I can't be what you want me to be, because then I'd be submitting under you and not doing what I need. And when I break it down, she might, you know what, all right, look, I'm not in the game for nothing else. She gets to see all the stuff that happens behind the scenes that nobody sees. And it's like, yo, Joe, I'm connected with Republicans, man. Like, sitting at the table with these jokers, partnering with them and doing stuff. It's unheard of, this stuff that I'm doing right now. But I believe I'm for the people. So that means Democrats, Republicans, it's for the people. It ain't for no damn one group. No, bro, you got to be for the people. That's the people, ain't it? I don't care, bro. I'm done with all that. You know what? You got to do it this way. Man, see, bro. We're trying to get rid of slavery. That's what we're trying to get rid of. Slavery. I'm tired of you taxing me for driver's license, for stickers, for fines, for fees, for traffic stops, taking taxes out of my check. I am sick and tired of that. And I ain't going for it.
Boy, he told me he got this facility, but the city wanted him to put a kitchen in there for him to do certain things he's trying to do. And to keep that kitchen in there, that industrial hood, and all that, some of that's 30 stacks.
Time to give him a grant then.
Okay, that's tell him coming in on Thursday too. So maybe we'll give him some, you say try to get him a grant. Stuff too, the boys took grants. Like Lil Wayne, they gotta pay that stuff back. $8 million, $8.9 million. But they said that to get that grant, you have to be in a drug free environment, and they got proof that he wasn't. You know, that he did no drugs. Him and that Post
Malone. Yeah, well.
So they stuff. So there might be somebody to be looking to.
Well, I would tell you this, fam. If they wanna hire me, I'ma help them. But if you ain't hiring me, I don't give a damn. DOJ, state of Illinois, about felons in the right to bear arms. We just filed a suit about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So what I'm saying is, first of all, I'm not a felon. I'm a man. That's first of all. But just because you label me something doesn't mean that's what I am. And even if you think that's what I am, I still have the right to bear arms because the police job ain't to protect the people. So you're not going to take away my protection and then don't offer me protection and then try to lock me up and not protect myself. Now, I don't need no pistol, but the nigga on the case with me, he got his stuff, and he was in jail for murder. He got bulletproof vests on. And I sued y'all on people saying y'all statute is unconstitutional. And that's going to make a big headway because we're going to do a major press release on that. I'm big on prisoner's rights right now, man. Big on that. You call me a felon? Yeah. And guess who voted for Andy? Those that are advocating for them. Because even if they don't get the vote, those that are advocating for them, their family, I got that vote, nigga. I got that hood vote. And that's what's going to make the difference in this 2024 election. Because everybody else talking about what you're going to do. I'm doing it. You'll never hear
it. Some people don't want to embrace their faith, do they hustle or what they involved in. You know, you can't be shy, you can't be, you know, you got to take it on head on, you got to speak your stuff.
I got enough on my own stuff. I ain't got to be jumping.